Section 5, summary. The construction industry has always been a top target of HMRC and also the former Inland Revenue. And one of the main aims of the current scheme was and is to improve compliance within the industry. The new monthly returns, including the requirement for nil returns, was an important part of the compliance target, and it seems to have been effective. As I've already indicated, HMRC's report on the evaluation of the current scheme tells us that 81% of all respondents agree that CIS is effective in ensuring that construction businesses pay income tax. The changes in the CIS penalty regime should not harm that compliance record and may perhaps encourage more unregistered contractors to come forward. For advisors like you and I, we need to get the message across to our clients, particularly that message that if you engage self-employed workers to help you with contracts that include construction operations, you will need to register as a contractor and you will need to operate the construction industry scheme, submitting monthly returns, and before that, verifying new subcontractors. Clients may need our help in registering and in dealing with the submission of paper or online CIS returns. We must make it clear to clients that doing nothing is not an option. Good luck with that, and thank you for listening.